Moolala is brought to you by the nonprofit credit counseling agency Credit Canada and by Home Equity Bank, provider of the CHIP reverse mortgage. Housing markets in big cities, well, in pretty much anywhere you live in this country, but big cities in particular, are very, very, very difficult to get into as average prices continue to go sky high. But not everybody wants to rent either. So we've got this, you know, rent or own dichotomy here. And there could be a third hybrid option. I mean, there's a number of options out there, but this one really caught my eye. It is a startup in Toronto called Key. And basically, oversimplified to the nth degree, it lets prospective homeowners basically co-own a property. Co-founders Rob Richards and Daniel Dubois join us now to talk about how it works. Hello, gentlemen.
Pleasure to be with you, Bruce.
Yeah, thanks, Rob, for having us.
You're welcome. Rob, what inspired you to get moving on this? You saw a real shift towards investors. Was that the fundamental insight?
Yeah, after the 2008 mortgage meltdown, qualifications tightened, investors came into housing en masse, prices rising faster than wages, and our young people and frontline workers, people who need to live in the city where they work, were just, you know, housing became further and further out of reach. I mean, the idea of owning a home, now it's what, 30 years in Toronto to save for a down payment?
And I looked at it,
yeah. And the two big blockers are one, that big down payment, and two, being able to qualify for a mortgage, which few could do. And so this was keeping our people locked off the property ladder for most of their adult lives. And I thought, you know, there just has to be a better way. And I looked at my background of using all things digital to reinvent old industries and came up with a new model of homeownership consumption.
Daniel, how does it work? How's Key work?
Yeah, so it starts with just 2.5%. You can now own a home year sooner with just, if on a $600,000 home, you can purchase it with just $15,000 and you're a co-owner. So as Rob mentioned, we eliminate the two biggest blockers holding people back from being able to own a home. The first is a large down payment, and the second is qualifying for and having to service a mortgage. So with Key, you can be an owner from day one without qualifying for a mortgage ever. And the more you own, the less monthly payment, essentially the less rent that you would pay.
You talk about qualifying and the challenge that can be for people. What do you notice for clients in terms of their financial readiness? So down payment aside, do they need a particular credit score? Do they need proof of income? Do you need them to be able to demonstrate that they could be a long-term owner?
Yeah, well, the people who now own with Key generally have a decent job, anywhere in the sort of 60, 70K and up kind of range. And we do background checks, we do credit checks and income analysis, and just know that their level of household debt to their income is something that they can, you know, afford to pay the monthly fee. And with Key, you know, because you're making that 2.5% initial investment, that's the equivalent to having 6 or 7 months of rent on file. So we can work with people if their income is interrupted, if they're having a bit of a tough go. We have several months to work with them before having to take action.
It's early days here. What do you predict the duration will be for your clients who choose this option? Because one of the advantages to renting is you can, you know, give 2 months' notice and move to Calgary or whatever, move to Europe. How long do you think people will stay with this? Is this a part of the ladder they would then exit and go buy in a traditional way, or they take that 2.5 to 20 to 60 to 100 over time?
So this is a foundational innovation that we're creating. It's where a world where you can have most of the benefits of home ownership, but with the freedoms and flexibility of renting. So a bit of my inspiration that led me to meeting Rob, who's been thinking about this for over 5 years, is I sold my last company. I moved to Toronto. I hired a realtor to help me find a place to buy. And then I felt like it wasn't a point in my life that I was ready for a long-term mortgage. If I bought a place and sold it a year or two later, I'm not getting any further ahead. Plus, there's all the time, costs, and hassles associated with traditional home ownership. So if Key existed, I could have bought a home within the Key ecosystem. Every month, I could choose to purchase more. The more I own, the less rent I would pay, and I would have the freedoms and flexibility as if I was in a traditional rental.
Who are the investors here?
Well, the owners of the real estate could be a family that own one or two condos. They could be a family office that might own 30 or 40 homes. Could be a corporation that owns a number of homes. Hmm. A whole variety of investor owners can easily attach their real estate to the Key platform.
And the renter is not, as I understand it, not on title. So what rights do they have and what are the risk factors here?
The resident and the asset owner, the owner on title, enter into a private co-ownership contract. And that contract spells out all the rights and obligations of both parties. And it actually gives consumers a lot of protection. We think more protection than the Residential Tenancy Act does. And so you have the sole right to occupy. You share in repairs and maintenance on a pro rata basis. So if you own 10% of the home, you're paying 10% of buying that new fridge if you need one. You have the security of tenancy that you don't get in being a renter that you only get with ownership. So for the first 3-year term, the owner can't sell the property and you can't buy the property. We call that a soak-in period. And after that 3 years, the occupant, the owner resident, has the option to follow through to purchase 100% of the home. Now, you asked us earlier, how many people will do that? How long will they live with us? And the short answer is we don't yet know. We think that people want to save up to build their equity position so that in 3 years, 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, when they're in a much better position financially to take on a conventional mortgage, they can do so.
How did the fees work? And I don't even know if you would use that as a word, but I assume you two are not working for free here. There's some sort of middle person cost. How does that play into the whole algorithm?
Yeah, so Key has created a win-win between the asset owner and the owner resident. Our fee structure is quite simple. We charge only 1% of the contributed equity from the owner resident. So if they were to co-purchase a home valued at $600,000, 2.5% would be $15,000. Key would only charge $150 on that transaction. And then we charge the asset owner on a per unit per month basis for sourcing, vetting, and providing a higher quality resident to live in one of the homes and co-own it with them.
Rob, how did the owners think about rate of return? So they've got lots of places they could park that investable capital. It could be in private equity, it could be in a hedge fund, it could be in the stock market, it could be in the bond market, it could be all sorts of places. How would you frame the sort of rate of return expectations that they could have?
Well, I think real estate has always been a good non-correlated investment. And, depending on the market, varies anywhere from maybe 7 or 8% per annum to something higher, 10 or 15%. So for the asset owner, they've already made the decision to own real estate and have that in their portfolio. And with Key, they're going to achieve upwards of maybe 10% or more better net operating income. And they get that by having reduced vacancy, as Daniel said, a higher quality resident who shares in repairs and maintenance, who thinks like an owner, who turns over less, the cost of turnover is less. You add all of that up and eliminate any delinquencies on monthly payments, and you get a higher net operating income for the asset owner.
What are the risks to your model in the event of a real estate market correction? And not like anybody's predicting that. There are many macro themes that would support this ongoing growth, limited supply being one of them. But for people who've lived on this planet for long enough, we have seen massive corrections in the price of real estate through history. Rob, how does the model hold up? How do you plan for that risk?
Well, that's one of the real beauties of Key is that the residents, it's just their equity investment that may be at risk, and they're never at risk of getting underwater relative to the mortgage debt because they don't have a mortgage. So if you have a $15,000 investment in your $600K condo and the market goes down 10%, you've lost $1,500 only. You're going to walk away with $13,500. Right. As opposed to walking away with nothing if all of a sudden your equity position is underwater relative to that mortgage.
And one last question here in terms of risk for the people carrying that mortgage. What happens if rates go closer to historical norms in the 5 to 7% range?
Well, I think, you know, we've seen time and time again through different interest rate environments, through, you know, four recessions that we've been through in the last 40 years in the condo industry, that you have these downturns. I think the early 90s was the worst, when interest rates were much higher. But real estate is always up and to the right. So it's just a question of weathering that, you know, downturn in overall return performance based on paying a higher interest rate. And maybe the asset goes down in value a little bit, but it's going to come back. And so do you have the operating income to service that? And with Key, you have a very stable tenant who is an aspirational, you know, owner. They're a co-owner. And they're there because they need to live in the city. They're there because that's where they work and that's where they want to be. They don't want to commute 3 hours a day or drive to qualify. And so we have a very stable base of co-owners who are going to ensure that you have a much smoother net operating income.
Really interesting stuff. Daniel, Rob, thank you for joining me today.
Our pleasure.
Thanks for having us.
Co-founders Rob Richards and Danielle Dubois have been working on a new, call it third option, a hybrid option to have renters be owners at a smaller scale. It is called Key.